Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is March 21st, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Bank Indonesia to launch domestic credit card system. Bank Indonesia, BI, has planned to launch a domestic credit card system, looking to cut dependence on foreign ones and protect transactions from geopolitical fallout. BNP Paribas partners with Clearwater. France-based international banking group BNP Paribas has announced its partnership with Clearwater Analytics for investment accounting and reporting solutions. Fiserv partners with Central Payments. B2B financial marketplace Fiserv has partnered with Central Payments to offer modern issuing capabilities to fintech companies and financial institutions. Bankful integrates Shopify. Payment solutions provider Bankful has announced in-cart integration on Shopify, looking to reduce cart abandonment for merchants and optimize the checkout experience. True Commerce, Sovos to help businesses with VAT reporting compliance. Trading solutions provider True Commerce has partnered with Sovos to equip customers with solutions for electronic trading, supply chain visibility, and VAT compliance. NatWest partners with OneID to offer digital ID service to businesses. UK-based bank NatWest has made its new customer attribute sharing service available to businesses as an embedded digital ID solution after signing a deal with OneID. Wenalize partners with FinTech OS to help insurers analyze risk. Open data analytics software provider Wenalize has partnered with FinTech OS to provide advanced risk analysis capabilities to insurers. MasterCard certified to provide digital ID services in the UK. MasterCard has received certification under the UK's Digital Identity and Attributes Trust Framework, DIATF, as an identity provider. Two raises 18 meters for frictionless B2B transactions. Norwegian business-to-business payments firm Two has raised $18 million in a Series A Fund NG round led by Shine Capital and Antler. Payments Canada and EBA clearing complete ISO 20022 cutover. In line with a March 2020 deadline, EBA clearing and Payments Canada have converted their large value payment systems to accommodate the new data-rich messaging format ISO 20022. Australian startup Stables to issue USDC to fiat MasterCard. Australian stablecoin startup Stables is to issue a Marqeta-powered MasterCard for USDC to fiat currency conversion at merchant checkouts, both in-store and online. Acquired.com selects MultiPay as hardware provider for payment terminals. Acquired.com, a UK payments specialist and payment initiation service provider, and MultiPay Global Solutions, a leading provider of payments technology, have today announced a new partnership that sees Acquired.com select MultiPay as the official hardware provider for its in-person payment card terminals. Liberia gets a DF grant to upgrade payments infrastructure. The African Development Fund's Board of Directors has approved $3.9 million grant to finance upgrade of Liberia's payments infrastructure and systems project. Visa sees remittance shift to app-based digital payment methods. Remittances are not only a lifeline for millions of migrant workers and their families, they are also vitally important for the prosperity of many developing economies around the world. Zappo Bank collaborates with Circle to integrate USDC payment rails as an alternative to SWIFT. Zappo Bank, a leading Bitcoin custodian and licensed private bank, has collaborated with Circle, a global financial technology company helping money move at internet speed, to become the first licensed bank in the world to integrate USDC payment rails as an alternative to SWIFT. Finastra forms instant payments partnership with Aspire Systems. Finastra, a global provider of financial software applications and marketplaces, today announced its partnership with Aspire Systems, a global technology services firm, to enable financial institutions worldwide to transform their payments operations and accelerate their instant payments offerings. Cellpoint Digital and Neum partner to offer merchants frictionless payments. Cellpoint Digital, the global leader in payment orchestration, has today announced a new partnership with Neum, the global platform for on-demand money movement. Lebanese fintech Purple launches digital wallet on Mambu. Purple, a remittance and cash-out aggregator, today announced its successful go-live on Mambu's cloud-native banking platform. Axion AI adds Massimo Tosato to advisory committee. Axion AI, a leading AI provider for the asset management industry, today announces the appointment of Mr. Massimo Tosato as advisory committee member. Crypto ads in Belgium must warn. The only guarantee in crypto is risk. Belgium's financial regulator, the FSMA, is requiring virtual currency companies to add a short and punchy disclaimer to their advertising. Virtual currencies, real risks. The only guarantee in crypto is risk. PRA capital rule changes puts 44 billion of SME lending at risk, report. The UK Prudential Regulation Authority's plans to change bank capital rules could put up to 44 billion of SME lending at risk, according to research commissioned by Alica Bank. Ondato makes OCR engine available to all ID vendors. Ondato, a technology company that streamlines AML and KYC processes, has begun marketing its highly accurate, AI-powered OCR, optical character recognition, technology as a standalone solution for other ID vendors. Griffin boosts regulatory oversight with Cable. Griffin today announced that it has partnered with all-in-one testing platform provider Cable. Optimizing commercial payments in the digital age. The global adoption of digital payments is increasing, and commercial payments are no exception. During a recent payments journal, JP Morgan Payments adds real-time liquidity sweeping solution. Eurosystems T2 wholesale payment system goes live. The European Central Bank has announced the launch of the new real-time gross settlement, RTGS, system and central liquidity management. Finastra partners with Aspire Systems. Finastra has partnered with Aspire Systems to enable financial institutions to transform their payment operations and improve instant payment offerings. OCR Labs featured in FedNow SM Service Provider Showcase. OCR Labs has been featured in the Federal Reserve's FedNow Service Provider Showcase, an online resource that connects FIS looking to adopt and innovate the FedNow service. Infuse partners with ScienceCard. Finland-based fintech Infuse has partnered with neobanking startup ScienceCard to launch a payments card that is part of an infrastructure for funding scientific research. Cellpoint Digital and Neum to provide merchants with frictionless payments. Payments orchestrator Cellpoint Digital has partnered with fintech Neum to offer merchants a frictionless, optimized end-to-end money movement process. Ondato makes its OCR engine available to all ID vendors. Technology company Ondato has made its AI-powered optical character recognition, OCR, engine a standalone service for other ID vendors and companies. Crypto.com receives MVP preparatory license in Dubai. Singapore-based online trading platform Crypto. Payments Canada, Ouse PayNet and EBA Clearing complete ISO 20022 cutover. In line with a March 2020 deadline, EBA Clearing, Ouse PayNet and Payments Canada have converted their large value payment systems to accommodate the new data-rich messaging format ISO 20022. ARF takes on liquidity constraints in cross-border payments. ARF, the Swiss-regulated global settlement banking platform, with support from the Stellar Development Foundation, is now offering the world's first unsecured, short-term, USDC-based working capital financing solutions for licensed financial institutions. Crypto-native algo trading firm Oros raises $17 million. Oros, a crypto-native algorithmic trading and market-making firm, has raised $17 million in a funding round led by global high-frequency trading firm, Vivianquart, along with participation from NASDAQ-listed digital asset mining company Bit Digital Inc. NASDAQ, BTBT, Trovio, Epic Capital, Primal Capital and a consortium of senior alumni from market-making giant Optiver. FCA lays down the law on ESG benchmarks. In September 2022, we sent a portfolio letter to benchmark administrators where we highlighted the risk of poor disclosures for ESG benchmarks. Circle calls for Fed backing for USDC, picks France for European HQ. Having just been forced to shift $3.3 billion of cash out of Silicon Valley Bank, USD coin issuer Circle is calling on the Federal Reserve to back its stablecoin. Separately, the firm has picked crypto-friendly France for its European headquarters. Alloy partners Kiker to streamline KYB checks. Alloy, the leading identity decisioning platform for banks and fintech companies, today announced its partnership with Kiker, a corporate KYC company providing businesses with real-time data on prospective and existing customers and suppliers. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.